outside a hospital in Suffolk when a man with a gun threatened them. The family of a man who was found shot and decapitated have paid tribute to a cheeky and lovable character. John Granger was found by firefighters in Stockport yesterday morning after they put out a fire. The Chancellor says the decision to award Stephen Hester a bonus worth almost £1 million is down to the RBS board. George Osborne thinks it's a lot less than other bank chief executives will get. He's also stressed that RBS bonuses aren't decided by the government.
This pay for Stephen Hester, the bonus, was set by the board of RBS under the arrangements that were put in place by the previous government. And of course, Stephen Hester was the person brought in to sort out the mess at RBS after it collapsed.
Harry Redknapp's tax evasion trial's heard. He told police he's a disastrous businessman. The Tottenham boss denies two counts of cheating the public revenue. Southwark Crown Court's been listening to police interviews he gave under caution, in which he said he's a giver, not a taker. And Andy Murray has lost his Australian Open tennis semi-final. He's gone down in a five-set thriller to the world number one Novak Djokovic. The Serbian will play Rafael Nadal in the final on Sunday. That's the latest. I'm Barry Weir.
This is Phoenix FM. On 98 FM and online, this is Phoenix FM. And that was Peter Bourne and John Young. Folks, you're listening to Gabby on Drive here on Phoenix 98 FM. I apologise, our chat room has again crashed. It's driving me nuts because it was doing it this yesterday and I think it was doing it on Wednesday as well. Hopefully it won't happen in hopefully it won't happen once we've moved. I think that's wishful thinking. Hopefully once we've moved, technology is never ever going to go wrong. Joining me this hour is going to be Nigel Clark from the Hair Company, speaking about food matters, a world away from the world of hairdressing, and I should hope so as well. Don't you hate it when you find a bit of hair in your food? I hate that. Sometimes it happens to me at restaurants, and I don't like to complain, so I just take it out and just carry on eating it and try not to think about the person whose head it might have come from. Anyway, maybe that's a bit disgusting of me. Maybe I should complain and ask for another one, but normally I'm far too hungry to waste time doing all of that. Let's have a look at the travel.
Phoenix FM Travel News with the Hair Company, Crown Street, Brentwood.
There's delays on the A13 eastbound between the Five Bells Interchange and the Saddlers Farm roundabout. Travel time's an extra 15 minutes. Slow traffic on the A176 Upper Main northbound in Basildon between the A13-21 Broad Main Junction and the A12-35 Cranes Farm Road Junction. The A114 Army and Navy flyover in Chelmsford is closed, and that's making traffic a little heavy around the Army and Navy roundabout. Ingatestone Road in Stock is closed westbound between the Honeypot Lane Junction, this is in Stock, and the Butsbury Junction because of an accident involving a lorry. There are temporary traffic lights on the Ongar Road as you come through Kelvedon Hatch. I know that one because I was driving that way to get here. Narrow lanes and a speed restriction of 50 miles per hour in both directions between junction 29 and 30. Can't even speak now. And Ship Road back in Stock is also closed eastbound between the B1007 Stock Road Junction and the Hall Lane Junction because of roadworks. Service suspended on the District Line between Turnham Green and Richmond due to signal failure at Turnham Green. Tickets being accepted on South West Train and local bus services. And service suspended on the London Overground between South Action and Richmond due to signal failure at Gunnersbury. Tickets being accepted again on local bus routes.
If you have news of the queues, 01277 849931. Phoenix FM Travel with the Hair Company, Crown Street, Brentwood. Creating style with a smile. Book your appointment on 01277 222864.
Here's one of my favourites from The Killers.
be there waiting for.
Community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
Anderson Sinclair Design is celebrating its 10th anniversary this year. With over 75% of their business coming from personal recommendations, you know that you're dealing with a company that prides itself on customer care. If you're considering a new kitchen or new bedroom, visit one of Anderson Sinclair Design's 5 showrooms, from concept right through to quality installation. Anderson Sinclair offer a friendly, personalised service. Check out the amazing offers they have at www.anderson-sinclair.co.uk. Anderson Sinclair Design. We're not satisfied until you're delighted.
It's January. It's jolly cold. But at Safestyle UK, it's the red hot 55% off January sale. We've installed millions of windows and have thousands and thousands of happy customers. And right now in our January sale, we're offering a huge 55% off. There's free fitting, flexible payments, even interest-free finance. And we'll even beat, yes, beat any genuine like-for-like quote. See safestyle.co.uk or call 0800 106 107.
Safestyle UK.
Every Friday evening here on Phoenix FM, join me, Steve Robertson, along with Dave Turner and Dan Westrom for the commentary box. We'll have the very latest local, national and international sporting news, and we'll be looking forward to what's always a busy weekend in the world of sport.
The commentary box, Fridays between 8 and 10.
Phoenix FM Events Guide, in association with Skidmarks, tyre and wheel alignment specialists.
On Saturday, the 4th of February at 2 p.m, there's going to be a jumble sale organised by the Ingatestone Brownies, held in aid of them at Christie Hall, Pemberton Avenue. And it's only 20 pence to enter, so why not go along and support the Ingatestone Brownies? Starts at 2. Saturday, the 4th of February at 7:30, there's an evening of classical music organised by the Brentwood Philharmonic Orchestra at the Brentwood Erschlein School in Queen's Road. Overture Oberon Weber, Violin Concerto in D, Beethoven, oh my word, it's Friday, let me off, please. Soloist is Beth Spendlove. Symphony number 5 is Tchaikovsky, conducted by John Hawkins, and the leader is Helen Ryan. It's £12 to go along, concessions are 10, and children are just 2. Call 01277 233 698, or have a look at our website, allthews.phoenixfm.com/local-events.
Phoenix FM Events Guide, in association with Skidmarks, Prospect Way, Hutton. Your specialists for tyre and wheel alignment. Telephone Brentwood 210 414.
Now, I really, really hate it when this happens to me here at Phoenix. Sometimes I've had such a busy day and I've had exactly this. This is me waffling now. I'm telling you something that's just popped into my head. I do apologise, completely off the cuff. And this happens to me, you see, so I've been very, very busy so far today, and I've eaten at all of the scheduled times that I eat. I always eat a little and often. I can normally tell what time it is by the clock, but on a day like today, I've been so busy, I haven't really been hungry for any of my meals, but I've still eaten them anyway, because I know that the mistake is if you don't eat during the day, you get starving hungry and have a binge in the evening. Anyway, that aside, sometimes when I do start to sort of relax, so to speak, it's more that I'm sitting down a little bit more when I'm at Phoenix, then all of a sudden I get this huge these huge kind of gripes, and I'm like, oh, actually now I'm really hungry, you know, and I get really, really hungry here, and there's not a great deal I can do, but I have got food with me, but I've only got a certain amount, you see, because I do, you never really quite know how hungry or how active or busy you're going to be each day. It's always advisable to bring safety food just in case. So I'm going to have a little rummage through my bag now, because normally I have got a little bit of safety food. I might have a another protein shake or something like that knocking about, or perhaps some oat cakes. I might have some of those as well. So I'm going to go and see if I've got any of my safety food. But make sure you listen for myself and Nigel Clark ran from the Hair Company speaking about food matters very, very shortly here on Phoenix. And that was Don Henley, the Boys of Summer. You're listening to Gabby on Drive here on Phoenix 98 FM. I am now joined in the studio by Nigel Clark. Do you prefer being just called Nigel Clark or Councillor?
No, Nigel. Nigel.
Oh, no, you I'm like not. Nigel.
Yeah, or Dad.
Or I don't think I can call you that on the radio. I think you need to professional about things.
Sorry.
Oh, he's ruined it now. He's ruined it. Everyone knows the secret. Surprise, surprise. You wouldn't believe it with the same surnames. Right, so we're here today to talk about food. So, well, I'm going to let you bring up the first issue.
Where do you want me to start?
Well, yeah, well, start wherever you like. Start where, I don't know, perhaps where your journey began, because I remember, all I remember, and I must, you know, I'll share this with everyone else. I can remember saying to you at the age of 18, would you like a chicken nugget? And you replying, no, it's processed. And I said, it's not a processed, it's a chicken nugget. So I thought a processed was a type of food. Didn't even know what the word processed means. So let's talk about processed first, please.
It's not so much. I'm more interested in animal welfare.
Oh,
and,
okay.
And how it affects our bodies.
Okay.
And
so describe the average life of
a chicken.
Standard chicken.
Right, yeah.
Shop-bought chicken, you know.
A supermarket cheap chicken is basically a chicken that's been brought up when there's 40 in a square metre. So there's the cruelty issue. Also, a chicken that can't move is full of cholesterol, so bad for our health.
Yeah.
So, in fact, any animal that can't roam around free range is not good for us to eat because it's full of cholesterol.
So really, pork is included because...
Pork's got another issue, according to Hugh Fernley Whittingstall. pork, when they're kept in such tight surroundings where they can't roam, I mean, that's got a very high cases of meningitis, so they're treated with antibiotics a lot.
Right, okay. To yeah, try and that's putting the feed?
They probably injected.
Really?
But yeah, so also,
then we get the drugs.
So we're taking the drugs, yeah.
Now, do you know anything, and don't worry if you don't, because I do, what about over farming of dairy?
Well, that
produces a lot of problems.
Yeah,
as well.
They're trying to introduce these mega dairies to this country, aren't they? But that's all the supermarket's fault, because all the supermarkets try and do to the farmer is knock the cost down. I've got a friend who's a potato farmer who the supermarkets have only offered him £84 a ton for his top grade potatoes. And then they're selling them on at the supermarket at £500 a tonne. Now, if they're doing that with potatoes, they must be doing it with most things.
So everyone wants to pay less, and this is what's basically resulting in us all having poor nutrition. So if you want to pay less, poor nutrition equals bad health.
Yeah, and I think also I've always been a big believer in shopping locally.
Yeah.
And when you go to a farm shop, say in Brentwood, 75% of that money stays in our town, where if you shop at a supermarket, 75% of that money leaves our economy and goes elsewhere. To support your town in independent shops and independent farm shops, you're actually helping the town's economy.
Right, and describe something that would happen if our town's economy isn't helped.
Well, then, if the more you help local businesses, you're helping local jobs, local communities, yeah. And also, if you buy locally from, say, a farm shop, all the food is, most of the food, well, probably not all the food, is produced locally. Mm-hmm. So, for instance, if you go to a certain farm shop down the Yonga Road, it actually tells you where the meat comes from.
Yeah.
Farm it comes from.
Yeah.
So you're buying locally, which cuts down on air miles, which is good for the environment.
Yep. No, you could mention that. Calcott Hall, we've had them as guests here at Phoenix. In fact, and the good thing also about shopping locally, and this goes to, I think this can be said for any local trader, including, you know, things that aren't food related. If you go somewhere local, you can ask questions. You can be difficult. You can ask them to get something in that perhaps they don't normally stock. You know, you can't really turn up to a supermarket and be like, because I have this issue all the time, and I can never ever find every single item I need, so I have to go to a complete range of places, right? But you can't walk in to a supermarket and say, oh, you don't stock this, so can you start stocking it?
Yeah.
Can you? Because, I mean, it goes to show for organic food. You can get some organic food in the supermarkets, but there's also a lot of things that you can't get that are organic in the supermarket. And this is the problem I have myself, is that people only kind of can get 50-50. But would you then say that it's still worth them trying to get 50-50, well, rather than nothing?
Yeah.
Because what about the type of person out there, because I meet them all the time, and you get that type of person out there, and they say, oh yeah, but I can't find organic in everything, so I'm not going to bother. So how do we beat that type of person?
Personally, I think, might disagree with you here, but not... I don't think you have to go totally organic anyway.
No.
I think long as things are free range.
Yeah.
Long as an animal has a life.
Yeah.
I think that's fine. And vegetables, I think we should try and eat more than what's in season. That way it's cheaper. Because, like, they grow strawberries this time of the year. I mean, they're coming in from countries abroad, aren't they? They're not locally produced. So we should all try and eat seasoning like they used to.
So what is in season at the moment?
That's a good point, Gabriella. Things... I mean, you can still get things, root vegetables, celeriac, carrots...
Yeah.
Turnips, potatoes...
Brussels sprouts still.
I think... I'm not sure...
You know that's one of my favourites.
I'm not a great fan. But,
I know, I am.
But a lot of our root vegetables, I mean, beetroot...
Yeah.
You can still get beetroot that are in the ground.
Is beetroot not in season all year round?
That is, well... It's, yeah, more or less.
What about
think.
Potatoes?
No, they're not. You get early potatoes, late potatoes, like Jersey Royals, you're getting about April.
So do we get summer potatoes?
Yeah, you get different varieties at different times, because there's lots of different varieties in potatoes.
Yeah, so they should be enjoyed at
different times.
I'm not
a great expert on potatoes.
No. But you have a friend that's a potato.
I do. I do like a nice potato.
No, I like a nice potato chip. I don't think I'm quite getting it. I tend not to be able to get it.
No, I've got a friend who's a potato farmer.
Yeah.
In Chignall Smealy.
Oh, perhaps they'd be prepared to come and speak in depth about...
It's a very interesting subject.
What comes in... So, do you know what comes in season during the summer?
What? Potatoes?
No.
Oh, well, you've got. I mean, most things be in season. I mean, all our veg and fruit and all that is harvested in sort of August, September, isn't it? But I mean, you've got asparagus that's early summer, which lasts for a few weeks. So if you go through, you've got different vegetables and different fruits that are in season.
Now, in farm shops, when you're buying meat and chicken and things like that, you can actually ask them how is this animal fed, can't you?
You can. I mean, a lot of people like pig meat that's been fed on apples that grow up in orchards.
Now, that is healthier, isn't it?
Yeah, with things. But then you've got salt marsh lamb. I mean, it's all different things.
There's all different types of foods out there.
And there's I mean, on a pig, for instance, you've got different cuts. I mean, the leg and all that's very expensive. But you've got, like, the hands and the bellies that are cheaper. So if you cook them right, it's not expensive.
So this is ruining our farming industry.
What?
The supermarkets.
Oh, well, I think... Well, it's ruining the butchers. I mean, where have we got a butcher's in Brentwood? High Street. Not one in the High Street anymore.
We haven't got one.
No, and that's due to the supermarkets undercutting prices. But I think people actually now go for taste rather than price, because you can tell the difference.
Okay, so what can we do?
Play a record.
No. I want to say.
I personally think.
We need to sum this up. Right?
I think we all need.
We're going to have an argument in a minute.
I think we all need to.
What we do as a consumer to make animal welfare better, to make farmers survive, to make things stay in the local community.
I think we've got our local economy.
What can we?
I mean,
what do we have the power to do about this situation?
I think more people have got to be aware of how animals are treated.
Yeah.
And I also personally think if you can buy cheaper cuts that are free range, and I think people should learn to make things go further with food.
Yeah.
Not throw so much away.
Own soups.
Yeah.
To cook from scratch, to make your own sauces that can last for ages. If you make extra, it doesn't matter. You can put it in the freezer. You've got it for later. You know, any extra vegetable stock. I know that you always freeze your vegetable stock if you don't need it immediately, don't you?
Yeah.
You can knock up a big batch of soup with a load of veg that you were about to throw away. There's loads and loads of different things. You can even make sauces and freeze them if you're worried about them going off.
Yeah, cooking's quite exciting.
It is quite exciting.
And I mean, most of my staff now, apart from Ben, you know, are very good cooks.
Because
they're more aware of what they're putting in their bodies.
And they're all a lot healthier for it, because I think that the staff round at the hair company,
they never have sick days.
Very, very. Yeah, they wouldn't dare to. They're too afraid. Right, well, thanks for coming in.
That's all right, anytime.
Speaking about that, now I'm going to have a look at the travel situation.
Phoenix FM Travel News with the hair company, Crown Street, Brentwood.
When I find it. Oh, I don't know what the computer's doing. It's gone all weird on me. Right. Typical. It all goes wrong just when you don't need it to. Okay, right. There's slow traffic on the A176 Upper Main northbound in Basildon between the A1321 Broad Main Junction and the A1235 Cranes Farm Road Junction in the roadworks area. Ingatestone Road in Stock is closed in both directions at the Buttsbury Junction because of an accident involving a lorry. Ongar Road in Brentwood is busy southbound at the A1023 High Street Junction, and there's slow traffic on the A132 East Main northbound in Navenden between the A127 Southend Arterial Road Junction and the Cranfield Park Road Junction. Don't forget there's narrow lanes and a speed restriction of 50 miles per hour in both directions on the M25 between Junction 29 and 30. And there's major roadworks on the A130 Saddlers Farm roundabout in South Benfleet at the A13 junction. And the computer's just gone all weird on me. Anyone good at technology, feel free to pop into Phoenix and help.
If you have news of the queues, 01277 849931. Phoenix FM Travel with the hair company, Crown Street, Brentwood. Creating style with a smile. Book your appointment on 01277 222864.
Phoenix FM.
Mummy, why does Nana sometimes forget things?
Nana has something called dementia, sweetie. It means that sometimes she forgets people's names or what she's doing. It can be a bit confusing, can't it?
Yes. But why does she have to move home?
She's moving to Aneisha Grange to be with people who can look after her properly. The carers there will spend time really getting to know Nana and find out what she likes doing best.
She likes gardening. Will she be able to do that?
You bet. They have a fantastic garden. I think Nana will feel much happier there.
Good. I like it when Nana's happy.
Aneisha Grange, the new care home in Billericay, opens this autumn. To view, call 658-529 or visit hallmarkcarehomes.co.uk.
Driving instructors required for Brentwood and Billericay areas. Why not train to become an instructor with Easy 2 Pass Driving School? If you're looking for a change of career, you could benefit from a company with over 20 years' experience in instructor training. And there's also the offer of work within the school when you pass the exam. Contact Easy to Pass Free on 0800 88 18745 for your rewarding career. 0800 88 18745.
And that was Blur from Sunday, Sunday.
Phoenix FM Events Guide in association with Skidmarks, tyre and wheel alignment specialists.
Speaking of food, which was the item I was just discussing a little bit about with Nigel Clark, on Monday the 6th of February at 7:30 PM, there's going to be a talk on vegetable growing organised by the Brentwood Horticultural Society at the St George's Church Hall in Ongar Road. Vegetable show judge Mike Javis will be talking about how to grow vegetables. It's free to go along. You can contact Andrew Babbage with his email details, andrew@babbage.com for more information, or have a look at our events guide, all the www.phoenixfm.com/local events.
Phoenix FM Events Guide in association with Skidmarks, Prospect Way, Hutton, your specialists for tyre and wheel alignment. Telephone Brentwood 210 414.
I've managed to get the computer to function normally. It was, in fact, my fault that it wasn't even functioning properly in the first place. During that episode, I'm not going to tell you what I was doing because I nearly shut the whole thing down and restarted it. I'm not going to tell you what I was doing wrong because it's far too embarrassing. Now at 6 PM, the soapbox is on with Chris Hosack. At 8 PM, you've got the commentary box with Dave Turner, and at 10 PM here on Phoenix, you've got Late Night Extra with Patrick Schering. So make sure you stay tuned this evening to Phoenix. It's always a good lineup on a Friday.
Across Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM News.
From the Sky News Centre at 4, a man who had a recipe for a deadly poison and documents about how to make bombs has been jailed for 2 years and 3 months. Asim Qatar, who's 25 and from Bolton, had previously admitted having information about ricin, assassination and torture techniques on a computer memory stick. Harry Redknapp has said he didn't need to dodge tax bills because he was earning up to £40,000 a week. Recordings of police interviews have been played at his trial. The Tottenham manager and his former boss at Portsmouth, Milan Mandarić,